All right, that seems to be recording. So I'd like to start this public hearing off to cover issues, questions with the warrant articles for the town meeting in June 16th. And before we even get into that, I wanted to reference what was discussed at the one Tuesday night so you'd have a little bit of that information. We had questions on the ARPA funds. The ARPA funds are the American Rescue Plan that was approved by Congress just over a year ago for $1.9 trillion. The state of Maine got approximately $1.1 billion out of that. And then they put their formulas together and determined what each town would get out of that. Our share over a two-year period is roughly $480,000. So we received the first half of that last September, I believe, and the other half we should be getting this coming September. So out of that, the only thing that has been expended was for the fire department in cooperation with Dayton, because they put in the same amount of money, was $109,000 for the SCBA equipment, and that was going to save us money in the long run by doing it now, so that was done. So anything else that you see that is earmarked for ARPA funds is a projection. It is not spent. It is not hard, fast. It's got to be that way. It is a suggestion. So that's what was discussed. That was mainly the only thing discussed at the last meeting.
Which we will have meetings to discuss other items that people may bring up.
Yes. So I open it up to anybody with any questions on any of the warrant articles.
The only one I've got, my pet peeve, is the straightening out of that curve on Walker Road.
That, in the last week, has become an issue. We've got three different complaints on water runoff on the Walker Road in the last week. Brad, the road commissioner, has pulled the plans for that project where it was changed last year, two years ago, and is looking at that to see where we are with that. He already has cautioned us that all the plans say they're not responsible for the measurements, but that's where we're at. We're just looking into it, and we've had the official complaints, so those are in progress.
Was it engineered?
Yes.
By which engineer?
I don't know that question. But that was one where the engineer did the first part of it, retired, so then they had to bring another one in to do the rest of the job. As far as we can tell right now, the contractor did the work according to the plans, but now we just have to look at it overall and see where we're at.
So I'm talking about the curve. You're supposed to straighten out.
One of the old Burke Road.
Oh, you're talking about the other curve. There was one curve that was straightened out last year. You're talking the one where we ended up with a piece of property to be able to.
And just brought land from somebody from Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah. You had appropriated $90,000 to do that last year.
Yeah, I can't answer that. I don't know where that stands right now. I'd have to ask the road commissioner where that is. I don't know.
You did some work there.
Yes, it's all been surveyed. That it was all marked out. Part of it, I think we're waiting for CMP because they have to move poles. And they're telling us to be patient. That's all I can tell you at this point. Do you guys know anything more than that?
No.
When was the other curve you were talking about?
Well, down towards Witcher Mill Road.
Oh, down there where Rob lived?
Where Rob lived. I don't.
Well, he's a chairman of the planning board.
Okay, I don't know where he lives.
He's in my curb.
Oh, okay.
I don't live there. Like, Wickham Hill Road goes across from the Walker Road to Old Catamount Road, right? No.
So, I'm sorry, say that again. I was making a note.
Where does that road go to? Goes from 35 to where? From the Day Road to where? I mean, yes, the Day Road to where? Where does it come out?
I guess I'm lost. Day Road, we're not even near Day Road.
At Walker Road, I mean.
Walker Road, okay. That's what.
Yes. I was picturing that curve on the Day Road, but it's on the Walker Road.
On the Walker Road, yeah.
And where does that road come out? Not a road anyway, is it? Is it a private road?
I'm not, what, I guess I don't know what road.
What curve are you talking about?
There's a curve, and it's on the road. It's a sharp curve, and there was a fatal accident there a year, 2 years ago.
Yes, that's the curve I'm talking about.
Yes, and I know that's all been surveyed. It's staked. Central Maine's got to move poles, and a lot of the trees have been removed. But as far as where it stands right now,
I'm sure it stands at CMP.
I'm sure it probably does, yeah.
So what do you do with the money you had appropriated for that?
Is it in a revolving
account? I think it's in a reserve account, so it's still there.
I thought it was $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have gone out to bid, but it never did.
Like I said, I'd have to ask the road commissioner on that particular one. I'm not sure where that stands.
But anything over $10,000 goes out to bid.
Right? Oh, I understand that. Yes.
So I don't think it went out to bid.
Again, if the road commissioner is here, we could ask him. I don't know. I don't want to give you incorrect information.
Well, I mean, you say it's in reserve. It goes from year to year. I think you gotta roll it over to keep it there. You can't use it from one year to the other, can you?
It all depends what account it's in.
Any money left over from your road account doesn't have to be rolled over?
No, because there's some of those accounts that are reserve accounts, which are, they continue even past the year. They're like a capital plan account. The money's there, and it doesn't have to be spent in that 1 year.
But you don't know if that's a fact anyway.
I don't. I'd have to ask. I'm trying to remember when the last time we'd even discussed that. It would have been last fall. But I will do this, Leo. I will ask the question, and I'll call you back. Okay? I'll let you know when I find.
There were several accidents there. I remember that. And that's why I pushed for it to be straightened out.
Right now, to push CMP to do something, good luck.
Well, when you did the walk alone on the air end, there was a telephone pole right in the middle of the road. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But this telephone pole is only a guide wire.
Correct. And that sticks in my mind that there was an issue with that because that's supporting the wires on the other side of the road, and there was a question about where they could actually move it because it was the other side of the road was dependent on the holding the poles in place.
Probably a third of Walker Road is chemical plate and powder.
Is it? No, I think that section was Central Maine Power.
Yeah. It's above Duke. Camel's Lake Power goes to Duke Maine.
Panamon Power layer to that. And then Panamon Lake Power would be a lot faster than Central Maine. I know that.
I can't understand why.
It's not in the roads
budget. Yeah.
It's not in the roads budget.
No, it was a top $90,000 appropriated for that.
Yeah.
Project.
I will ask that question and I'll call you back. Absolutely.
It's not in the road budget. I don't know how you're going to continue this project.
Ken.
I know that the road commissioner is on top of all that, so I'm sure he has a good answer.
Okay, Ken?
Starting with Article 15, where the selectmen and the budget board don't agree. I don't care. It's not numbers. My question is, how's it going to be handled? In other words, every article prior to that has a dollar amount in it, which we're voting on, and it's going to come out of surplus or excise or wherever.
Correct.
This one here, there's no amount. The amounts are not there, per se, in part of the article.
Right.
Okay? So how are we going to know what figure, number one, we're going to use? We get two votes on it? I decide to...
It's going to come from a motion from the floor, from what I understand.
So that motion can be even less than what's here or something in between?
That is correct.
Can't be more, obviously.
Correct.
Okay. And at that time, are we going to be told how much is going to come out of surplus and how much is going to come out of taxes? And I'll ask my second question about this. Is there a reason why we can't have a computer with the controller sitting there and a column of when we start with so much surplus, we start with so much excise tax, down at the bottom we know we're going to have 3 months we take out so we can figure out which, when they put these, approve these articles, they go into a column so at the end of it, we don't get this question, this answer, we don't have that answer? I mean, it's a very simple operation, and it doesn't have to be dollars and cents. It can be to the nearest hundred or whatever the case may be. So at the bottom, when we walk out of the town hall, we know how much is taxes. We know how much was surplus when we started. We know how much was taxed. We know how much it excised. Because when we come into that meeting, we should know exactly where the town stands money-wise.
I believe you'll be able to get that answer.
When I leave town meeting, not some other time.
Yes. What?
So treasurer will have her computer.
She'll have her computer. I'll make sure she has it.
And there's no reason why she can't put it up on the screen. I mean, we spend a lot of money on technology, you know. $16,000 for a sign that, you know, sometimes doesn't know the right date. But that's... So, I mean, there's technology in here. There's technology can do it. I can do it. So... You ought to be able to do it. And this is a business, you know, and I know where my business stands. When I was in business, I know where my business stood at the end of each day, preferably. But
I will ask the question, and actually, I'll call you back.
Appreciate it.
Whatever questions you're answering,
I'll put them up on the website.
I was just going to say.
I will do that.
I'd like to see them because they're good questions.
Mm.
And, yep. You know, if I think that the tape should go on,
mm-hmm.
and then to answer these gentlemen's yep. questions, question, answer. Fair enough.
Yes, but I will call you back and let you know.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
In essence, this could almost be a line item budget then. In other words, if we take Article 15, which is the salaries and whatever the case may be, that you have certain amounts in there and the budget committee has certain amounts. To come up with a different figure, we'll say we came up with $630,000, okay? How would that difference be allocated? Who's going to determine how much that's allocated to each of the people that...
My understanding, Ken, is on the article, you can adjust, you can't go over, but you can adjust down, and it applies to the article. Then it's up to staff to determine where it's going to come out of.
Okay.
Well, with coupling on his question, if I'm sitting in the audience, my question would be, so the selectman's recommendation is $650,000.
Yeah.
The budget committee... is $617,000.
Yeah.
Where's the difference?
The difference is the budget committee did different pay raises for different people.
It's
so
It's explained on the budget thing, the difference between them though, for the salaries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is? Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. If you look at, it's got the difference between what the selectman had and what you had. In other words, if you're looking at, say, the treasurer's salary, okay, you get $62,500, the budget board did $61,400. That's where the difference is. And my question is, how does it get allocated if there's a different number?
I think we're asking the same thing.
Yeah.
Because my question is, where is the difference? That $2,000 difference, where is it? What caused that difference? That's what I'm interested in. I do know the answer.
Whether it's 1% or 3%.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So who determines whether it's going to be 2%? I guess it's the staff.
I would think the floor.
Well, if the budget committee and the selectmen don't agree, then it's a motion from the floor as to what to set it at.
Unless the money's in here.
But that now becomes
the charter says that you can't put a specific amount of money to vote on in the article if the two disagree. If they disagree, it comes from the floor.
Likely they disagreed. Remember the mix-up you had when the budget committee article money was in the article, and you wanted $90,000.
$90,000, yeah, the difference between the assessor and...
Yes.
And the money, there was an amount in the article.
Well, there is listed in these warrants, okay, is a statement of fact. So there's a section that's a statement of fact that'll have selectmen said this amount, budget committee said this amount, but the actual article to be voted on has no amount because it's determined from the floor.
I understand that part of it. Okay. I have a problem with that part of it.
All right, so am I missing something?
I'm going to go back to the salary that we were talking about here. Okay. On an individual, the dollars come out different, so you individually get $2,000 difference between one salary and between selectmen and, okay. Now, as a thing on the floor, can I say we should put 2% for that particular salary for that person?
No.
Then it's an allocation that you guys are going to settle.
We are going to have to settle.
Is it going to settle between selectmen, or is it going to be settled between selectmen and budget?
Selectmen. If you read the charter, the budget committee's job is to make recommendations to the board of selectmen, not dictate a budget. They are to make recommendations. And that's the way it's laid out, so that you can see what the difference is when they don't agree.
So if we vote for the budget committee, then you guys have to figure out how you're going to make it work.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. Yep. You remember the article back here where you wanted $90,000?
I do.
And the budget committee wanted $75,000 or something like that. And the $75,000 ended up in the article. I know you had a special town meeting to straighten it out.
Yep, we did. Yep.
You know what I mean? Well, how come the amount of money showed up in the article according to what you just said? It shouldn't have been there. Because there was a difference between the selectmen and the budget committee.
Well, I know that when I spoke with the Treasury the other day, she said that last year's warrant articles, there were several errors that shouldn't have been done the way they were, and hopefully they're straightened out this year. I don't know if that answers your question, but...
No, they've been doing that for years.
Well,
this is the correct way to do it, this way.
Yeah.
The way they're doing it now, rather than the way we used to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you had no choice before. If you voted down or voted...
Yeah. We're trying to do this the way it's supposed to be done. So we're striving very hard for that.
I think what I heard Leo say was it's been messed up since he was chair of the select board.
I was trying to do it right too, but
I think we all have good intentions.
But you know, the budget committee is they're elected, so they're the town officials, and you kind of need it just to have a say, really.
Anybody else have any more input or questions? Well, if not, then we're going to close this public hearing and say thank you very much for attending. So this had three more people than our last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really was hoping we'd fill this place. We're striving to make this as forward as possible to educate people so they understand what's going on. Because there is a lot of things that people don't understand.
It is kind of funny, though. People have been voting. And you come to, the thing about these meetings is you come to these meetings, you know you can't change anything. Because people already,
to educate you, to answer your questions so you understand. Yes.
Yeah. I think it should have been more public information. Yeah.
We did this budget very different this year than it's ever been done, because we went to all our department heads and chairmen of our committees and said, look, we want you to start at zero and build your budget what you really need. And they all said, you're asking us to put the budget together for, and said, yeah, this, it's a different perspective. But it took us longer to do it that way, but we feel better about what we've come up with for a budget.
We took 10 meetings over the course of 24 weeks.
Yeah. And, so I think it's a good representative of the department's input, which I think is important.
The other thing is that you've tried to divide out. I know when I was on some of these committees, especially the transfer station, okay, the wages and all that sort of stuff were all lumped under salaries. They were not put into the transfer station. So you didn't know what the transfer station, whether it was making money or losing money or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Okay. So the revenue from what we were selling went somewhere else. It didn't go into the transfer station, so you didn't know where the transfer station, where it was. So, and we just kept adding, you come in and say we're over $300,000, but at the end of the year we only spent $100,000. And I remember the gentleman saying, oh, we saved money. Well, you didn't. You over budgeted the damn thing. You didn't save any money.
So one of the things in the last year and a half, because this has been a process to change the structure of our budget and our accounting, so that not only can we sort and say, this is personnel for the whole town, we can sort and say, this is personnel expense for the transfer station, this is for the town hall. So we can do power the same way. Here's power for the whole town, but now we'll break it down by location.
That's the way you run a business.
Well, you do, but that's been a major thing to go through and restructure that accounting. That's been a major
restructuring the accounting.
You've added a lot of
reporting.
Yes.
And Jeanette gets, as far as I'm concerned, she gets all the credit for it. She has been incredible.
You've added a lot of
stretch. It's extremely easy to set up.
Yeah.
All you do is just code for, I used to run apartment buildings. I had 10 apartment buildings, and I knew what each apartment cost me and what each building within that apartment. And all you do is just, when it comes in, just plug in a number to it.
Yep.
So.
More importantly, who washes your windows? Because it looks like you're right outside.
Looks like what?
You're right outside.
Yeah, it looks like you're not there. The windows, they look like
they're
not there.
Who washes our windows?
It's our cleaning people.
Our cleaning crew. Really?
Yeah, they do it twice a year.
Yeah, they're...
They must have just come, because it's amazing.
I don't know.
Thank you, Ben. We'll
I noticed it too.
Forward that on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if everybody's all set, we'll end this meeting and say thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.